Kanye West is still trying to live down being rude to teenage country and pop star Taylor Swift. At last year's MTV Awards show, she was giving her acceptance speech, and he jumped on stage to declare that the award should have gone to Beyoncé.
Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you. I'm gonna let you finish. But Beyoncé had one of the best videos of all time.
Kanye West immediately became the butt of jokes. He canceled his tour and he slipped out of the public eye for months. Now he's just released his comeback single, Power. Jay Smooth and Maura Johnston of our pop-off team are talking about Kanye West's complex pop star persona.
So it looks like Kanye West is back after his banishment from the pop kingdom.
But I'm not sure if other people will be as endeared to the fact that he's ready to reclaim his throne in such a bombastic way. No one man should have all that power. The clock's ticking, I
just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. He's definitely getting back to his business as usual. But for Kanye West, his usual business is this grandiose megalomania, so right. I guess it may come across a little awkward.
Yeah, do you think people need to have their apologies, you know, reiterated over and over again? You know, I mean, he sort of apologized in the wake of that MTV incident, which personally, when I saw it happen live, I actually thought it was just a sort of wrestling thing where he was just, you know, doing the run-in, which is the time-honored wrestling tradition where the heel always runs in and messes everything up.
Right. But he happened to pick Taylor Swift, who is this sort of innocent, squeaky clean girl next door who would never harm a fly. So when he ran up and grabbed the mic from her and she looked totally dumbstruck and heartbroken, it looks like the captain of the football team is picking on one of the freshmen.
See, I actually think that he has a different place in the high school pantheon of pop. I see him as more of like the really, really smart kid who cries in the lunchroom and who everyone's like, did you see that kid crying in the lunchroom? And then the one grand gesture that he makes to prove his cool backfires.
His one grand stroke to impress the prom queen.
Exactly. Beyonce. Yeah. You know, sampling King Crimson, who is this British rock band from the depths of the classic rock era, is a statement in itself. It says, I am ready to take the biggest, most grandiose statements and reappropriate them for myself.
He is pop music's 21st century schizoid man, I think you could say. So it was a good choice. But are people ready to accept his schizoid self after his last bout of antics?
I don't know if they are. I think people really, right now, want their celebrities to be not that multifaceted. Because that way, it's easier to fit them into the storylines. In the classic narratives, duplicity or, you know, even just having two faces is the sign of a villain, right?
Right. I mean, to a certain extent, being conflicted can be compelling and draw people in, but it's usually easiest if you have a persona that's easily identifiable. I'm the good guy, I'm the sweetheart,
I'm the
rebel, I'm the brain, I'm the villain, I'm the nerd.
Right.
And Kanye has a few of those elements wrapped into one, and he kind of alternates between them. So it might be a little trickier for him to get back on track with a balance that was always difficult to maintain, showing these different sides of him.
That's Jay Smooth and Maura Johnston from our pop-off team. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly.